You're listening to Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Hi, I'm Christina Cuevas. 7 years ago, I went through a divorce and it completely turned my world upside down, and I'm so glad it did. I documented my healing to share information with other women going through their own divorce journey. And now, with thousands of downloads around the world from divorced women just like you, I'm here to show you how to ditch the shame around divorce and finally heal so that you can regain the confidence to create your most abundant and joyful future. I'm so glad you're here. This is Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio.
Hey, babe. Welcome back to another episode of Rebuilding You. I'm your host and divorce coach to You 2.0, Christina. And today we're staying on theme with this daylight savings time situation. And we're talking about the art of falling apart and putting yourself back together. This podcast episode idea actually came because of a quote that I heard from the legendary Rick Rubin. If you guys don't know who Rick Rubin is, he is an incredible producer who has produced a lot of hits that we all know. I really admire and respect him. And the way that he looks at creativity and creating things, and it really, this particular quote actually really struck a chord with me. No pun intended. He said, "All art is a work in progress. It's helpful to see the piece we're working on as an experiment, one in which we can't predict the outcome. Whatever the result, we will receive useful information that will benefit the next experiment." He then went on to say, "Pushing a boundary is creating art. We all have something to say." That really hit me because I love all things music, and I find just the music industry and that whole world super fascinating. But when I heard that you can really apply that to everything, I was like, this really applies to what we're doing at Her Heart Heals in divorce and pushing boundaries, because they're often things that we have never navigated before. It's an experiment, right? Life is trial and error and figuring things out. And so I wanted to create an episode all around what that means, how we can take this experience that we're all going through and look at it as an art form. My divorce was a pivotal moment in my life. I fell apart countless times and it felt messy. If you follow me over on Instagram, you saw my recent post on an offering for free coaching, and the response was overflowing. I've been having tons of conversations with divorced women just like you and me, hearing so many women talk about how they feel this struggle to get ahead, questioning if they're going to make the right decision because they fear so badly to get it wrong. And it often leaves us paralyzed. This time of year, stillness is incredibly important. And that's actually the very thing that I recommend when we decide to do this work. So that's why I really wanted to talk about art that is being okay with falling apart and slowly putting ourselves back together, because that is the journey. That is the experiment, as Rick Rubin would say. Before I move on, I also wanted to share a little bit more about these connection calls. If you'd like to connect and get clarity on what your next breakthrough is for you, I'd love to offer a free connection coaching call with you. You can find me on Instagram. The link is in the show notes, or it's at Her Heart Heals, and DM me connection call, just the words connection call. It's all you have to say. I'll figure it out from there and we can get set up. But in my journey, I realized that I had a choice. I could let the pain and the shame consume me, or I could turn it into something beautiful, something intentional, something that I could be proud of. And that's what a lot of us felt like. How am I ever going to feel proud of something that I feel so much shame around? I really like to advocate and really connect with women to show you that your divorce can be the greatest thing that ever happened to you if you choose to do the intentional work, the art creation, to have it be that way for you. And so if you're listening to this episode, that tells me that you want that too. So you are in the right spot. So how can we turn our experiences, even the most challenging ones, into art? So I want to share a few actionable steps that worked for me and can work for you too. Step one is accept the messiness. Divorce is messy, but that's okay, and that's normal. Art is often messy. We see artists with paint everywhere on their face, in their hair, on their clothes. It gets all over. And so it's okay for our art, our life art, to be messy. In that chaos of the mess, we find inspiration. So being okay with not rushing to clean up your life and allow it to be in pieces for a while. Allow it to be okay. Maybe, you know, you are putting those pieces back and you're not quite sure how they're all going to fit together, but you have an idea, you have a dream, you have hopes. That is a start. You don't have to have it all figured out. In this season, just in nature and with our time change and all of that, being in fall, going into winter, it's all about the stillness. So I want to invite you to really sit in the stillness to where the discomfort doesn't feel so uncomfortable anymore. And if you really think about it, a lot of times we want to put all those pieces together for somebody else, for other people's satisfaction, opinion, whatever. This is your life. So step two, expand your canvas. These are all going to be art themes, by the way, all of these steps. I tried to put them together in the form of artwork. So bear with me on all these puns, but expand your canvas. Take your experience and reframe it. Instead of seeing it as a failure, seeing it as something that you regret, things like that, see it as a lesson. Hi, how are you loving the episode? If this is something that's been beneficial for you and you'd like to help other women going through divorce, I would love it if you could help me on this mission to maximize our impact from our own divorce. An easy way that you can do that is by rating and reviewing this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. This really helps to boost the podcast and become more discoverable for other women who are going through divorce. If you're listening on Apple, just click on the Her Heart Heals podcast page, scroll down to ratings and review. Just click on the stars and give it a 5-star rating, hopefully. And on Spotify, it's conveniently located at the very top of the Her Heart Heals page. We are truly in this together, and it means the world to me if you would rate and review the podcast. Okay, back to the episode. A chapter in your life story. Your divorce isn't the end, I promise you. It's the beginning of a new, more authentic you. When I looked at my divorce as a lesson, I realized that it was really an opportunity to just learn more about myself, what I truly wanted and what I deserved. When I got divorced, I had given so much of myself to this other person to make them happy that I didn't even know who I was anymore. that was the journey that I chose to embrace of like, let's make this not about my ex. Let's make this about me and where we're going. I know that my intentions were pure. And I know that all of my friends that listen to this podcast are all the same. You have a heart of gold. I have no doubt. I have no doubt. We did the best that we could. And now it's time to give that to us. It was like a canvas, not fully finished. We have so much life ahead of us. If you're not already signed up for my newsletter, The Pulse, this is really going to help you. And I'd really like to encourage you to sign up to receive this. Every week, we focus on a different topic. My clients get exclusive content and coaching. It was created to be a tool in your journey. The newsletter is a way, and this podcast is a way for me to get these lessons and these content in bite-sized forms to really help you be a tool on your journey. And I promise if you even take just the information that I give for free, it is going to be a powerful tool to help you really feel confident in the you that you are putting back together. And so it was really meant to help you take those small steps and rebuild your life in a new way. You can sign up at herheartheals.com/newsletter. The link is also in the show notes. Okay, so step 3, create your art. Now that you have accepted the messiness and reframed your narrative, it's time to create the masterpiece. This is also the part where we can often feel like we're falling apart again and again. And it kind of goes back to step 1. Let it be. Sit in the stillness. Sit in the messiness. It's okay. You're not going to get it 100% right all the time. And really use all of the emotional tools in your toolkit at your disposal. We have so many different modalities in this world. So a lot of people tell me meditation doesn't really work for me. That's fine. Meditation doesn't work for me either. But there are other things that we can do. There's breath work, there's hypnosis, there's energy healing, there's working out, there's moments of mindfulness, moments of stillness. There's all kinds of different things. And if you're looking to do a session with different healing techniques to see what your emotional toolkit can look like, let's do it. I'd love to hop on a connection call with you and get to know a little bit more about your story and recommend what I think might work best for you. So again, find me over on Instagram at herheartheals and just DM me. We can connect. We can chat a little bit about what you're going through and some of your questions that you have. Back to the emotional toolkit, this was the part where I really began to heal and grow when I started applying these different techniques that I was using that were new to me, that allowed me to really expand my mindset and change my perspective. I was also able to release old energy and really attract positive things that started coming into my life, attracting abundance, being able to know that manifestation isn't just some woo-woo thing, but it really is about mindset and learning a lot about that and how to implement that into my life. It was like crafting this beautiful piece of art from the broken pieces of my past. And it reminds me of in Japan, they have this art form that they take all these broken pieces and they fuse them all together with gold. I cannot for the life of me remember what that's called, but that's exactly what my life turned out to be. It's a lot of broken pieces. Some of them I've had to re-break and put them back together. And little by little, I'm getting there. And I have no doubt that you can get there too. Step 4 is to share your art. Your story, your masterpiece can be an inspiration to others. By sharing your journey and the actionable steps that you took to turn your life around. You're not only healing yourself, but you're also helping others on their path to transformation because you transform your darkness into light. And that light attracts light. You attract people that need healing. And that's really what this is all about, using our experience for good. I was talking to a client earlier this week and we were chatting about the desire that she wishes she could have healed her partner so that they wouldn't have to get a divorce. That's often the biggest struggle, right? When we see someone hurting or suffering, we wish we could take on all of their pain and do the work for them. We wish that they could see what we see in them, but healing doesn't work like that. We have to be the one to change and to start demonstrating it. It's like the quote, be the change that you wish to see in the world. It starts with us. It doesn't start with us taking on the healing for someone else. We have to deal with our own shit. In that, it sets the example for other people to bear witness to our transformation and say, if she could do it, I could do it. So through this podcast, I've shared my own journey through divorce and how I turned it into my own unique art. And from the feedback from you, our listeners, has been incredible. It also makes me feel seen and less alone, just as I hope it does for you. So sharing your story can be amazing. I'm actually working on something really special. I'm not going to share all of the details just yet, but I would love to help each and every one of you tell your story. So stay tuned for that. So remember that life is a constant work in progress. Your experiences, even the painful ones, are a part of your art. Embrace the mess, reframe your canvas, create your masterpiece, and share it with the world. Push the boundaries, like Rick Rubin said. That is art. You have the power to heal, to transform, and to manifest the life you truly desire. Thanks so much for tuning in today. And remember, you've got the magic within you to turn your life into a work of art. Until next time, take care and keep rebuilding you.
Hey friend, it's Christina. Reclaiming You has been the go-to podcast for thousands of women just like you cultivating a new chapter after divorce. I'd love to have you join us over on The Pulse. It's our completely free weekly newsletter. You'll join our tribe of resilient women who value personal growth and together are determined to thrive after divorce. Every Tuesday, you'll get an email from me with exclusive tips, techniques, and hacks on lifestyle, finance, well-being, mindset. It's time to heal and attract the life you deserve. And best of all, it's free. Don't miss out. Sign up for The Pulse today at herheartheals.com. And let's conquer this journey together, because by healing ourselves, we heal the world. Visit herheartheals.com to join us for free and supercharge your journey to a brighter, happier you. See you there.